طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today this is our session number 20, reading from lessons in Arabic language, book 3, level 3, Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And today, inshallah, we'll be continuing with lesson number 9, which we started last week. Last week we covered the English key, all of the points from the English key, and then we stopped there. Okay, so today, inshallah, we're going to just have a quick review of the English key. Everybody had a chance last week and a chance this week to look at it. And then we're going to read the Arabic text, the dialogue, beginning on page 74, 75, and 76. And then we're going to do, starting with exercise number 1, on page 76, we're going to try to do the first 7 exercises. So, quick review of the English key. We're going to read, translate, and analyze the Arabic text. And then we're going to try to do the first 7 exercises by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alright, so let me just take a moment just to remind us that each lesson is important. Each lesson contains new information. For some people it might be a review. For some of us it's brand new. This is the first time we may be studying this. So I want to just encourage you and urge you, advise you to take each lesson, lesson by lesson, seriously, work hard on comprehending, retaining, memorizing the rules that are contained in the English key, and being serious about reading the Arabic dialogue at the beginning of each lesson. Read it several times. The more times you read it, the better. Yani, number one, it's going to help you in your reading, your ability to read Arabic properly. Number two, it's going to help you in your reading comprehension. The more you read, the more you're going to comprehend. And number three, it's going to help you to firm up the points of grammar that are contained, as well as the vocabulary that are contained in the English key for every lesson. So please, yani, be diligent about it. Everybody's time is different. Some people are working, some people are retired, some people are working overtime and double time and more than one job, and have many responsibilities at home, children, cooking, cleaning, and all kinds of things. So we know that everybody's situation is a little bit different, but my advice is that everybody do the best that you can. Yani, ask Allah's help, subhanahu wa ta'ala, be diligent and striving, and don't give up. And if you don't get every point, if you don't memorize every word, at least do the best you can to memorize and to learn and to comprehend as much of it as is possible. And then, when you review these lessons and you go back, you'll catch some of the points that you may have missed, if you did miss any, and you'll find that you have gained a lot. It is very, very important. And as we approach the month of Ramadan, your studies in Arabic will be extremely helpful to you as you're reading the Quran in Arabic, to comprehend and to understand and to appreciate, and for your heart to be affected by what you're reading of the speech of Allah, the Kalamullah that is not created. Yani, the actual speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that definitely is the most effective thing to purify, to rectify, to strengthen, and to improve a person's condition, because it has a direct effect on the heart. Okay, that being said, inshallah, let's do our quick review of the English key for lesson number 9. Okay, so there were 6 points. 3 of them are very, very important, and the other 6 are secondary points. First point, on page 35, is number 1, the omission of the noon of the dual and sound masculine plural. So we have seen already in book 1 that in words that are not dual and they are not masculine sound plural, the tanween, the noon of the tanween, is omitted when that word is an idafa, like kitabun, when it became mudaf, kitabu hamidin. So it loses its noon. So in the same way, the noon of the dual muthanna words and sound masculine plural words, the noon is also omitted when they are mudaf. So bintan, if it's an idafa, you say binta bilal. Bintaini, if it's an idafa, you say bintay bilal, and so on like this. And the same thing for the plurals, mudarrisuna, if it's mudaf, mudarrisu al-hadith. And mudarrisina, yani if it's mudaf, became mudarrisi al-hadith, and so on like this. Okay, so what we're saying here in the first point is that dual words, muthanna words, when they are mudaf, the first part of an idafa construction, they lose their noon. Kitabani became kitaba. Kitabaini became kitabay. It loses its noon. And the same thing, mudarrisun and mudarrisina lose their noon. They become mudarrisu and mudarrisi. Second point of this is that we learned previously the dual of hadha is hadani. And the dual of hadhihi, the feminine, is hatani. Those are for ism ishara, for things that are near. So now we are learning that the dual for ism ishara for things which are far, thalika and tilka, yani the dual for thalika, things which are far, the dual for thalika, masculine, is thanika. And the dual for tilka, feminine, things which are far, is tanika. So previously we had hadhani and hatani, now we have thanika and tanika. When they are mansub or majrur, thanika becomes thanika, and tanika becomes tanika. The third point of this lesson is kila, and its feminine form kilta, which means both. Kila, yani kilahuma, both of them. Kiltahuma, hun, kiltahuma, both of them. Yani kila and kilta, the rules concerning it is that they're always mudaf. So they're going to always have a mudaf ilayhi, and the mudaf ilayhi is going to be in the muthanna form. The mudaf ilayhi for kila and kilta is always going to be in the muthanna form. So, for example, both of the students, you say kila at-talibaini. Okay, so the mudaf ilayhi is always going to be yani muthanna. As far as kila and kilta themselves, they are treated as singular words. Even though the mudaf ilayhi is going to be muthanna, dual, but the word kila and the word kita, it is treated, generally speaking, it's treated as a singular word. Therefore, the predicate, that is the khabar that comes after it, is going to be singular. So you say both students, takharraja, singular. Takharraja is singular. Both watches are beautiful, jamila. Yani the khabar is going to be singular, even though the mudaf ilayhi is going to be dual. The last thing is that kila and kilta, they remain unchanged when they are in the position to be mansub or majrur. As long as the mudaf ilayhi is a noun. If its mudaf ilayhi is a noun, a clear noun, then even though kila or kilta is in the position where it should be, mansub or majrur, it's not going to change. But if the mudaf ilayhi is a pronoun, now kila and kilta, if they are mansub or majrur, now they're going to change. Kila, like a dual word, muthanna word, is going to become kilay. And kilta becomes kiltay. Just like yani baytani, when it's majrur or mansub, becomes baytani. So the same thing. Kila becomes kilay and kilta becomes kiltay. Point number four is that the first person, singular pronoun, ya al-mutakallam, as in kitabi, my book, it has sukoon. But if that ya al-mutakallam, ya with sukoon, if it's preceded by an alif, or a ya that has sukoon, as in binta, yani from bintan, binta, ya, that ya al-mutakallam now, instead of sukoon, it takes fatha. And the same thing, rijlaini, yani if you attached it to ya al-mutakallam, rijlai, yani it ends with ya, after the noon is deleted, it ends with ya, with sukoon. If ya al-mutakallam is preceded by ya with sukoon, or alif, which automatically has sukoon, then instead of the ya al-mutakallam taking sukoon, it takes a fatha. Alright, so that's something that we mentioned last week. It's a note that you have to pay attention to. Ya al-mutakallam originally has sukoon, but if the letter before it is an alif, as in the dual form of yani bintan, when it loses its noon, binta, or bintain, when it loses its noon, bintay. So binta and bintay, both of them end with alif or ya with sukoon. If you attach it to ya al-mutakallam, instead of ya al-mutakallam having sukoon, it takes a fatha. Point number five, we said that the verb ata ya'ti is fil amr. Command form is eeti. Originally it should have been, yani from ata ya'ti, it should have been i'ti. But when two humzas meet, the first having a vowel and the second having no vowel, then the second humza is omitted, and the vowel of the first one gets a compensatory lengthening. So i'ti becomes eeti. Yani if you had ur, yani dhamma, humza with dhamma followed by humza with sukoon, it became u. Humza with fatha followed by humza with sukoon becomes a. Okay? So, yani, the point is what? That the rule here is when you have two humzas meeting, the first one has a vowel and the second one has none, the second one is omitted and the first one gets an elongation of its vowel. If it is dhamma, it becomes u. If it's fatha, it becomes a. If it's kasra, it becomes e. Second part of that rule is, if that word, yani, that begins with two humzas, the first one with a vowel and the second one with a sukoon, if it's preceded by another word, and the first humza is humza til wasl, it's omitted, because humza til wasl is only used when you're beginning with it. But if there's something before it, then the humza til wasl is omitted, and the second humza that was omitted before, it returns, because there's no need to get rid of it, there's no more meeting of two humzas. So you say wa'ti. The second humza comes back, the humza til wasl is gone, and you say fa'ati. And even though it was originally written with a humza, humza til wasl, and then the humza with sukoon, yani the first humza is going to be omitted, so you don't say yani fa'ati, you say fa'ati and wa'ati. And we discussed this last week. Point number six, yani, is when you have the ism ishara being separated into two parts with the pronoun between them, as we had in book 2, lesson 26, ha, huwa, tha. Yani, it's the pronoun, it's the ism ishara ha, tha, with being separated by a pronoun huwa. Ha, huwa, tha means here it is or here he is. The dual form is ha, huma, thani. Yani, from the ism ishara ha, thani, and the pronoun huma, ha, huma, thani, and then they gave us the other forms, yani, for masculine and feminine, singular, dual, and plural. We covered that last week. Okay, so this is a quick review of what we covered in the English key last week. And now we want to go straight to the dialogue that we didn't have a chance to read last week, and whatever of the exercises we can cover. Hopefully we'll be able to cover the first seven exercises. Okay, so let's read from the dialogue, the Arabic text, at the beginning of lesson 9, page 74 and 75 and 76. Now, at the top of the page it says, Ad-Darsu At-Tasi'u. Ad-Darsu At-Tasi'u. The ninth lesson. In this lesson we have the teacher, yani, talking to several students. So there's Majid, and there's Hisham, and there's Al-Harith, and Mas'ud, and Nu'man, and several students. Okay, so there's a dialogue here between the teacher and the students, and in the end the Muraqib, yani, comes in. Okay, so let's read. Al-Mudarrisu says, Aina, oh yeah, what we want to pay careful attention to is the points from the English key that we just reviewed quickly, especially related to the dual words, muthanna words, and sound masculine plural words, when they are in idalfa, that they lose their noon, and also that ya al-mutakallam, if it's preceded by an alif or ya with sukoon, yani, instead of taking sukoon, that ya al-mutakallam, the first person singular pronoun that represents ana, ya al-mutakallam, instead of taking sukoon, as we have seen in the past, it's going to take a fatha. Okay, the mudarris says, Aina qalamaya. Where are my two pens. Aina qalam, yani originally it's qalaman, yani dual, two pens. And then it's attached here to ya al-mutakallam. Where are my two pens? Yani bi sautin alin. And he's saying this, asking this question in a loud voice. Ara'aytum qalamayya ya ikhwan, ya ikhwan. Have you seen my two pens, O brothers? Here we want to note again, qalamayya is originally qalamain, yani qalaman, qalamain, because it's mansub, yani maf'ulun bi mansub. So it changed from qalaman to qalamain. And then when it was nidaf to yal mutakallam, it loses the noon. It becomes qalamay, followed by yal mutakallam. And when it's preceded by yal with sukun, it takes fatta. Qalamayya. So Majid answers, ha huma dhani. Yani, ha dhani. Dual of hadha, ha dhani. And the pronoun huma. The dual pronoun. Third person. Dual pronoun. Ha huma dhani. Yani, ha dhani and huma. Ha huma dhani. Ya ustaz, here they are, the two of them. Huma tahta haqibatika. They are underneath your haqiba. They are underneath your briefcase. The teacher says, Hatu dafatirakum ya ikhwanu. Give me your notebooks, O brothers. Yusallimu li kullu wahidin minkum daftarain. Daftaran nahwi wa daftaras sarfi. Yusallimu li. Yani you have to turn over to me. Kullu wahidin. Each one of you must turn over to me. Yani kullu wahidin minkum. Everyone from amongst you must turn over to me. Daftarain. Two daftars. Daftar al-Nahwi, the daftar of grammar. Wa daftar al-Sarf, and the daftar of Sarf. Here, we want to note the word daftarayni. Yusallimu li daftarayni. So daftarayni here is the mafulun bi mansub. So daftarani became daftarayni. Yani it's a dual word, the sign that its mansub is ya. Sign that it's marfoon is alif, daftarani. Sound that is the sign that it's mansub is ya, daftarayni. Daftarani, daftarayni. Daftara, the notebook of Nahu and the notebook of Sarf. Yani Nahu deals with the composition of sentences from individual words. And Sarf deals with the composition of individual words from letters. A note here, At-tullabu yusallimuna lahu dafatirahum. The students are now turning over to him their notebooks. And while that's happening, the teacher goes on to say, Aina daftaraka ya Hishamu. Where are your two notebooks, O Hisham? Here we want to note what? Daftaraka. Daftaraka is originally daftarani, the dual, two notebooks, but when it's joined to, and it's offered to kaf, it loses its noon. So daftarani becomes daftaraka. Where are your two notebooks, O Hisham? Hisham says, Sallamtuhuma laka amsi. I turned them over to you. I gave them to you yesterday. The teacher says, Asallamta li daftareka ya majidu. Have you turned over to me or given to me your two notebooks, O Majid? And again we have the word daftareka, which is originally daftarayni. Yani the mansub form of daftarani, daftarayni. And in the previous sentence we had daftaraka, now we have daftareka. Daftara, marfoon, daftare, mansub. As-salamta li daftareka ya Majid. Have you turned over to me your two notebooks, O Majid? Majid says, Inni nasitu an atiya bihima. I have forgotten to bring them. Yani, the two notebooks. An atiya bihima. I forgot to come with them, to bring them. The teacher says, Idhab ila al-mahja'i fil fushati. وَأْتِ بِهِمَا. Go to the dormitory during the break, the fusha. وَأْتِ بِهِمَا.
and bring them. Yani wa'ati is the fi'l amra from ata ya'ati. Yani its original form we said was et, but when it's preceded by a word or a particle, then the hamzatul wasl is omitted and the original hamza from the verb ata, the original hamza comes back. Wa'ati, wa'ati bihima, bring the two of them. Daftaru, and then after a pause the teacher goes on to say, daftaru man hadhihi ya harithu, the notebook of who is this? Yani whose notebook is this, O Harith? Whose notebook is this, O Harith? Al-Harith says, hadhani daftaraya wa hadhani daftara hamidin. I'm sorry, he said, daftaru men, yani the notebooks of who, or whose notebooks are these, O Harith? And Harith says, hadhani, these two are daftaraya, my two notebooks, wa hadhani, and these two are daftara hamidin, and these two are the notebooks, the two notebooks of Hamid. And again, the original word here is daftarani. When it was used in idafa to ya al-mutakallim, it loses the noon, so it became daftara, and then the ya al-mutakallim, that's the mudaf ilayhi, originally having sukoon, because it's preceded by alif, it takes fatha, daftaraya. My two notebooks, wahadhani daftara hamid, and these two are the two notebooks of Hamid. Again, daftarani, yani Hamid, when it became an idafa, it loses the noon. The next line, the teacher says, ta'ala, ya Hishamu, come here, O Hisham, khudh daftareka, take your two notebooks. Dhalika, daftara zamilika. And after a pause, he goes on to speak, but let's just stop here. Ta'ala, ya Hisham, come here, O Hisham, khudh daftareka, take your two notebooks. Here, daftareka is originally daftareini. Yani daftareini is the mafulun bi, object of khudh, daftarain, but when it's used in idafa to the pronoun kaf, it loses the noon, daftaraini becomes daftareka. Dhalika, yani is the dual of dhalika. Dhalika, daftara, those two are the two notebooks of zamilika, of your classmate. Again, daftarani loses its noon because of idafa, so it became daftara zamiluka. After a pause, the teacher says, ya mas'udu, O Mas'ud, aina akhawaka, where are your two brothers? La yahdurani mundhu yawmaini aw thalathatin. Yani, they have not attended since 2 days or three. Yani, for two or three days they have not attended. The word that we're looking at here is akhawaka. Aina akhawaka. Originally akhawaka is akhawani. Yani the dual form when it's marfu'un. Yani akhawani. But it loses its noon because of idafa, so it became akhawaka. Mas'ud said, kilahuma maridun. Kilahuma maridun. Both of them are ill. Both of them are sick. Here we want to note the word kila means both. And it's used here with the dual pronoun, because we said what? The mudhaf ilayh is always going to be dual, even though kila and kilta are treated generally as though they are singular, and therefore the khabar coming with them is going to be singular. So he didn't say kilahuma maridani, they are two sick people, but he said kilahuma marid, because kila is treated as though it's singular, so his khabar marid is going to be singular, even though it's mudhaf ilayhi, is going to be dual. Huma, kilahuma maridun. The teacher says, ماذا بهما, what is with the two of them? Yani what is wrong with them? What is their condition? Mas'ud said, inna kilayhima musabun bi ishalin shadidin. Both of them have been afflicted with severe diarrhea. Ishal is diarrhea. Shadidun, severe diarrhea. Both of them are musab, yani afflicted. Asabahum. Asaba yusibu musabun. Here we want to note that kilay became mansub because its ism inna is mansub. We said that these two words, kila and kilta, do not change their form when they are marfoon or mansoob if the mudaf ilayh is a clear noun. But if it's a pronoun, then they change their form when they are mansoob and majroor, just like any dual word. So kila becomes kilay and kilta becomes kiltay. And here it's connected to a pronoun, therefore, yani we see the form of the word kila changing to kilay because it's mansoob as ismu inna. The teacher says, shafahum Allahu, may Allah cure them, grant them healing, both of them. Nu'man then says, al-jawu harun, ya ustad, the weather is hot, oh teacher. The teacher responds, top of page 75, iftah taynika an-nafidhataini, ya majid, open those two windows, oh majid. Open those two windows. The word that we want to pay attention to here is taynika. Yani taynika is the dual of tilka, the feminine ism ishara for things which are yani far. Tilka, dhalika masculine, tilka feminine, the dual of tilka, taynika. Yani because it's mansub here, we say taynika. If it wasn't mansub, we say tanika. Tanika, taynika. Tanika is when it's marfoon. Taynika if it's mansub or majroor. Ifta, taynika and nafidha tayni. Open those two windows, O Hamid. After a pause, the teacher says, Iqra ad-dars ya Hisham. Read the lesson, O Hisham. Hisham says, An Aishata radiallahu anha, an al-Nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal. And on the authority of Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Raka'ata al-Fajri. Raka'ata al-Fajri khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. Rawahu Muslimun wa Tirmidhi. Wa Tirmidhiyu. And Aisha says from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he said, the two raka'ah of Fajr, of the dawn, are khayrun min ad-dunya, are better than the world, wa ma fiha, and everything that is in it, reported by Imam Muslim and Imam At-Tirmidhi rahimahumullah. Here the word that we're going to look at is the word rakata al-fajri. Yani originally this word is rakatani, yani the dual of raka, rakatani. When it became mudaf, it loses the noon, became rakat al-fajri. The teacher says, inna noona al-muthanna. Now he's giving them the rule concerning this word rakata in this hadith that we just read. Inna noon al-muthanna tuhdhafu ind al-idafa. Yani the noon of the muthanna rakatan, that noon is omitted, it's deleted ind al-idafa, at the time when it's used in al-idafa construction. Therefore, fa rakata asluhu rakatani. Yani the word rakata and rakat al-fajr is asluhu, its original form is rakatani, but it loses the noon because of al-idafa. وَكَذَلِكَ تُحْذَفُ نُونُ جَمْعِ الْمُذَكَّرِ السَّالِمِ. And likewise, the noon of the sound masculine plural, جَمْ مُذَكَّرِ السَّالِمِ, the noon of it is also omitted at the time of idafa. تَقُولُ, so you say, for example, مُسْلِمُ الْيَبَانِ, the Muslims of Japan. Yani originally muslimu is muslimuna, but when it became mudaf, it loses its noon, it became muslimul yabani. In another example, qala ta'ala fi surah al-baqarah, Allah the Most High said in surah al-baqarah, ayat 133, second chapter, ayah 133, ba'da a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, am kuntum shuhada'a idh hadara ya'qub al-maut idh qala لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ وَإِلَهَ آبَائِكَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. يعني the meaning of this ayat, أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاء, were you witnesses, إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبُ الْمَوْتِ, when death came to Ya'qub, at the time when death approached him, إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ, when he said to his children, to his sons. Yani banihi. Here, originally it is banin. The marfu'un form, banun. The plural of ibn, banun. The majrur form, because of the preposition li, banin. When it was used in idafa, yani with the pronoun who or he, it lost its noon from banin, it became bani, and the who became he because it's preceded by ya with sukun, yani the pronoun who. When he said to li, banin, yani banin plus who, means his children or his sons. When he said إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ يعني بني originally is بنين and he is originally who. يعني بنين lost his noon because of إضافه. When he said to his sons مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي, what will you be worshipping after me? قَالُوا, they said نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ وَإِلَهَ آبَائِكَ, we will be worshipping your إله and the إله of your fathers, Ibrahim wa Ismail wa Ishaq, yani your fathers, Ibrahim and Ismail and Ishaq. And Ibrahim being his grandfather, and Ismail and Ishaq being the sons of Ibrahim, Ishaq being the father of Ya'qub. Yani all of them referred to as Aba'ika, Ibrahim wa Ismail wa Ishaq, Ilahan Wahidan. We'll be worshipping the God, your God and the God of your fathers, Ibrahim and Ismail and Ishaq, yani one Ilah. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ, and we are in submission to him, yani worshipping him alone with tawheed. فَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, the saying of Allah the Most High, لِبَنِيهِ أي لِأَبْنَائِهِ, yani he's saying this to بَنِيهِ means to his أَبْنَاءِ. وَالْإِبْنُ لَهُ جَمْعَانِ, and the word ibn has two plurals, بَنُون and أَبْنَاء. أَفَهِمْتُمْ, the teacher then says, do you understand? Yani the word ibn has two plurals, banun and abna. Here, the word that's used here is banun, but because of the preposition li, it became banin, and because of idalfa, it lost its noon, so it became bani, he, the pronoun he. Now, and this is just a reminder that the pronoun who, yani when it's preceded by kasra or ya with sukun, it becomes he, and the same thing is applicable to hum, becomes him, and hunna becomes hinna, and so on. The students say, na'am, fahimna jayida, yes, we have understood well. The teacher says, ya hamidu, hati ayatan tahwi muthanna, hudifat nunuhu lil-idhafa. O Hamid, give me an ayah that is composed of a muthanna, a dual word, which its noon has been deleted because of idafa. A muthanna, dual word, in which its noon has been omitted or deleted because it is mudaf. Hamid says, قَالَ تَعَالَى لِمُوسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ فِي سُورَةُ طَاهَا. Yani Allah the Most High said to Musa عليه السلام in the surah entitled طَاهَا, the 20th surah, 12th ayat, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إني أنا ربك فاخلع نعليك إنك بالوادي المقدس طوى. يعني إني أنا ربك, يعني Allah said to Musa عليه السلام, indeed I am your Rabb, فاخلع, so take off نعليك, your two sandals or shoes, إنك بالوادي المقدس طوى, indeed you are in the sacred Valley of Tuwa. Here the word that we're looking at in this ayah is na'alayka. Yani na'alayka is originally na'alayn. Yani na'al means a shoe or a sandal. Na'alan means two of them. And if it is, mansub or majrur became na'alayn. So here we have na'alayn. Because of idafa to the pronoun kaf, it loses its noon. So it became na'alayka. And originally it's na'alayn, because it is yani maf'ulun bi from fakhla. If it was marfu'un, it would be na'alan, like kitaban and kitabain, na'alan, na'alain. The teacher says, ahsanta ya harithu hati mithalan min al-hadith al-nabawi al-sharif. The teacher says, Ahsant, yani to Hamid, you have done well. And then he says, Ya Harif, yani Ahsant to Hamid, you did well in bringing that ayat. Now he says, Ya Harif, give me an example from the noble, yani prophetic hadith, al-hadith al-nabawi al-sharif. Bring an example from the hadith. Yani the same thing, yani with a muthanna word, where its noon has been omitted because of idalfa. Harith says, we're turning to page 76, Harith says, قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لعائشة رضي الله عنها يا عائشة إن عيني تنامان ولا ينام قلبي متفق عليه. يعني the saying, Harith says, and an example from the hadith is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Aisha. And here note that Aisha is yani the object of the preposition li, so it is majrur, but the sign of being majrur is fatha instead of kasra because it is mamnu min as-sarf. The saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Aisha radiallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her, ya Aisha tu, O Aisha, inna aynayya tanamani, my two eyes may sleep, wala yanamu qalbi, but my heart does not sleep. Yani it is conscious of Allah all the time. Muttafaqun alayh, yani agreed upon. Yani agreed upon mean here what? Agreed upon as being sahih. It is muttafaqun alayh means it is agreed upon. But what is intended? Agreed upon as being sahih by the two sheikhs, that is Al-Imam Al-Bukhari and Al-Imam Muslim Ibn Hijaj, Al-Hajjaj Ibn Muslim Al-Qushayr Al-Naysaburi. My two eyes sleep, but my heart does not sleep. The word that we're looking at in this hadith is Aynayya. So Aynayya is yani the dual of Ayn. Ayn, one of its meaning is an eye. So the dual of Ayn is, if it's marfoon, aynani, and if it's mansub or majroor, aynaini. So here we have inna, so it's ism inna, it's mansub, so the form here originally is aynaini. Aynani, marfoon, aynaini, majroor or mansub. Aynaini, because it's in idhafa, it loses its noon, so it becomes aynai, right? And then it's followed by ya al-mutakallam. It's mudaf to ya al-mutakallam, which originally has sukoon, but because it's preceded by a ya with sukoon, then it takes fatha. And the rule is what? That ya al-mutakallam, which originally has sukoon, if it's preceded by a ya with sukoon, as it is in this case, or an alif, then instead of it taking sukoon, now it takes fatha. So aynaini plus ya al-mutakallam becomes aynay, hadaf an-noon, and ya, aynayya. So the two ya's are written, the ya with sukoon and the ya al-mutakallam are written together with shadda as one ya, aynayya. The teacher says, ahsanta, yani to al-harith. Then the muraqib enters, it says the note here, yadkhulu wa yusallimu thumma yakulu. Yani the muraqib, he enters, and he gives salams, yusallim, and he says, assalamu alaykum, and then after giving salams, he says, ayyuhal ikhwa, O brothers, addressing the students, ayyu darsin lakum fil hissataini al-akhirataini, ayyu darsin lakum, which lesson will you be having in al-hissataini al-akhirataini, the last two periods of the day. Yani, the school day is divided into half an hour, 45 minute, or 1 hour periods. The last two periods, which lesson are you having in al-hissataini, yani from hissa with ta marbuta, hissataini, al-akhirataini. Majid says, kiltahuma lil-qur'ani al-karimi. Both of them, yani the kilta is the feminine because it's referring to what? Al-hissa, which is feminine. So kiltahuma, both of those two periods, the last two periods, Both of them are for Al-Quran Al-Kareem. Yani we have Quran lessons in the last two periods. Al-Muraqib, the monitor, he says, مُدَرِّسُ الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ فِي اجْتِمَاعٍ مَا الْمُدِيرِ فَيُمْكِنُكُمْ الْإِنْصِرَافُ بَعْدَ الْحَصَّةِ الثَّالِثَةِ
يعني after the third period. يعني the مراقب, he says, مُدَرِّسُ الْقُرْآنِ, the teachers who teach Al-Quran Al-Kareem, في اجْتِمَاعٍ, are in a meeting, a gathering, a meeting, مَا الْمُدِيرِ, with the principal. فَيُمْكِنُكُمْ, so it is possible for you all, الْإِنْصِرَافُ, yani it is possible to leave, بَعْدَ الْحِصَّةِ الثَّالِثَةِ, after the third period. Yani after the third period, the fourth and fifth period, last two periods, you have Qur'an, the Qur'an teachers are going to be in an ijtima'a with the principal, therefore, it's possible for you all to leave. No need to wait around, the teachers will not be here. The word that we want to note here is مُدَرِّسُ Al-Quran. Yani the teachers of the yani the Quran teachers. مُدَرِّسُ Al-Quran originally is sound masculine plural مُدَرِّسُونَ. Because it's مُضَاف, it loses the noon, becomes مُدَرِّسُ Al-Quran الْكَرِيمِ. And I don't know if I noted previously, anyway, when we come to the exercise we'll see it. But in the teacher explaining the rule for the sound masculine plural losing its noon in idafa, he said, "Taqulu muslimu al-Yabani." Muslimu was originally muslimuna al-Yaban. The Muslims of al-Yaban, of Japan. So because of its idafa, it lost its noon, became muslimu al-Yaban. Tayyib. So let's look at. So we're going to come back to this, yani identifying the sound masculine plurals as well as the muthanna words that lost their noon because of idafa. Yani one of the exercises we'll be talking about that, so we'll come back to it. But hopefully, yani we have already identified those places. Let's look at the the exercises. We said that we're going to try to do the first seven exercises. Allahu a'lam if we'll complete seven of them. But let's see what we can do. The first exercise, Tamarin, on page 76, which is a comprehension exercise. It says, Ajib an al-as'ilati al-atiyati, answer the following questions. Number one, Man alladhi nasiya daftarayhi? Who is the one who forgot his two notebooks? Again, we want to note daftarayhi is originally, yani from daftar is the singular, Daftarani is the marfu'un form for dual, and Daftaraini is the majrur or mansub form of the dual. Daftaraini loses its noon because of idafa and to the pronoun hu, which becomes he because it's preceded by ya with sukun. Daftaraini became daftarehi. Naam. So the answer, man alladhi nasiya daftarehi, huwa majid. Majid, huwa alladhi نسيه دفتره. Number two, لما لا يحضر أخوا مسعود. Why were not the two brothers of Masood attending? لا يحضر. Why did they not attend? أخوا مسعود. Here again we have the word, the plural of أخ is أخوان when it's مرفوع and أخوين when it's منصوب or مجرور. Here يعني أخوا is the فاعل for يحضر, so it's مرفوع. Originally, it should have been أخواني, but because of it being مضاف, it loses the noon, so it became أخوا مسعود. Why did the two brothers of مسعود not attend? لا يحضر أخوا مسعود لأن كلتيهما مريض. يعني the two brothers of مسعود did not attend لأن كلتيهما. Here, يعني كلتا became كلتي because it's the ism of إن منصوب. And its form changes if the مضاف إليه is a pronoun, هما. If it was a clear noun, then كلتي would have remained كلتا. But because its مضاف إليه is a pronoun, it changes, يعني when it became منصوب because of being اسم إن منصوب. يعني كلتا became كلتيهما. And we said that
even though the مضاف إليه is dual, يعني كلتا and كلا are both يعني regarded or treated as though they are singular, so the خبر مريض is going to be singular. Number three, أين مدرس القرآن الكريم? Where are the teachers of the noble Quran? يعني the noble Quran teachers. مدرس القرآن الكريم في اجتماع مع المدير. The teachers of the Quran teachers are in a اجتماع meeting with the principal. And again, the sound masculine plural مدرس القرآن, يعني it is originally مدرسون. Lost its noon because of إضافة. Exercise number 2, page 76. This is still lesson number 9. Exercise number 2. تأمل ما يلي. Reflect on what follows. Or examine. Look at. Study carefully what follows. The first line, ألف. هذا كتاب. This is a book. كتاب has تنوين. But when it became an إضافة, يعني the book of Allah, هذا كتاب الله, it loses its noon. The rule, it says, تحذف التنوين عند الإضافة. يعني the word that has تنوين, its noon, the noon of the تنوين, the vowel ضم remains, but the noon is omitted because of الإضافة. That's something that we learned previously when we first studied إضافة, I think in lesson 5 from book number 1. The second line says, أين البنتاني, where are the two girls or the two daughters? So here the dual of bint is bintani when it's marfu and bintani when it's mansub or majrur. And if it's an idafa, it loses its noon. So aina binta hamidin, where are the two daughters of Hamid? Here binta hamidin, yani is originally bintan, loses its noon because of idafa. So the same rule that we saw in words that have tanween, when they're idafa, they lose the noon. So likewise, words that are muthanna, like bintan or baytan or shajaratan, yani they lose their noon because of al-idafa. Turning to page 77, they're giving us more examples, you know, of dual words and then examples of sound masculine plural words that when they're in idafa, they lose their noon. They said, رَأَيْتُ بِنْتَيْنِي, I saw two girls or two daughters. رَأَيْتُ بِنْتَيْنِي. And here, بِنْتَيْنِي is mansub because it's مَفْعُولٌ بِي. So it changed from بِنْتَانِي to بِنْتَيْنِي. When it was in idafa, رَأَيْتُ بِنْتَيْنِي became بِنْتَي. The noon is omitted because of idafa to حَامِدٍ. رَأَيْتُ بِنْتَي حَامِدٍ. And the rule here is تُحْذَفُ, yani on the end of the page it says تُحْذَفُ نُونُ الْمُثَنَّ وَنُونُ الْجَمْءَ الْمُذَكِّرْ سَالَمْ عِنْدَ الْإِضَافَةِ, yani the noon of the dual word is omitted, and likewise the noon of the sound masculine plural is omitted at the time of إضافة. So we see yani بِنْتَيْنِي becoming بِنْتَي, losing its noon because of إضافة. And likewise, the sound masculine plural, يعني المدرسون, جاء المدرسون, the teachers came. جاء مدرس الفقه, the teachers of fiqh came. يعني مدرس الفقه, يعني is originally مدرسون, it loses its noon because of إضافة. And then we see, likewise, أبحثوا عن المدرسين, يعني here, مدرسون became مدرسين, because it is مجرور by the preposition عن. أبحث, I'm searching for, عن المدرسين, the teachers. أبحث عن مدرسي الفقه, I'm searching for the teachers of fiqh, the fiqh teachers. Here, مدرسين, because of إضافة, lost its noon, became مدرسي الفقه. Exercise number 3, يعني استخرج من الدرس الأسماء المثنات والمجموعة جم مذكر سالما المحذوفة نونها للإضافة. يعني extract from the lesson أسماء المثنات, يعني the nouns that are duals, والمجموعة جمع المذك جمع مذكر سالما, and also the sound masculine plurals. Al-majmu' yani jam mudhakkar salim, and also yani those jam mudhakkar salim plurals, jam mudhakkar salim plurals, yani sound masculine plurals that are mahdhufa, omitted, noonuha, its noons are omitted because of idafa. So what they are basically saying, yani extract from the lesson, the dialogue at the beginning of the lesson, nouns that are duals and nouns that are plurals, sound masculine plurals. The plurals that are sound masculine plurals, not any plurals, but plurals that are sound masculine plurals. And from both types, duals and sound masculine plurals, we want words that the noon has been omitted because of al-idafa. Okay, so we just got finished reading the dialogue. So we'll just quickly look at them, because I was identifying them yani for this reason as we were reading through them. So from the words that are in the dialogue, on the first page of the dialogue, the top line, we have qala ma, yeah? Originally qala man, because of idafa, it loses the noon. And qala mayya, originally qala may, loses its noon because of idafa. Few lines down we have at-tulab yusallimuna lahu dafatiruhum aina daftaraka ya hisham. Daftaraka yani is originally daftarani, it loses its noon because of tanween. Two lines down, as-salamta li daftareka ya hamid. Daftareka is originally daftaraini, loses its noon because of idafa to the kaf. Four lines down, we have Harith saying hadani daftaraya, yani originally daftarani, it loses its noon because of idafa to ya al-mutakallam. And the same thing in the same line, yani daftara hamidin, daftarani loses its noon because of idafa to hamid. In the next line we have khud daftareka, yani originally daftaraini, loses its noon because of idafa to kaf. And daftara zamilika, daftarani loses its noon because of idafa to zamilika. In the next line, akhawaka, akhawaka is really akhawani, loses its noon because of idafa to the kaf. And on the next page, second line from the top, raka'ata al-fajr, yani originally raka'atani, loses its noon because of idafa to fajr. And four or five lines down, we have the sound masculine plural, kadhalika tuhthafu noon jam mudhakkar salim taqulu muslimu al-yabani. Muslimu is originally muslimuna, loses its noon because of idafa to al-yabani. Two lines down, li banihi, yani originally li, the word that's following li, the object of the preposition is li, is banin, it loses its noon because of idafa to the pronoun who or he here. And then the next two lines, the same thing came, li banihi. And then we have yani the third line from the bottom, Hamid speaking just above the teacher's last statement, Rabbuka fakhla na'alayka, yani the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inni ana rabbuka fakhla na'alayka, yani na'alayka is really na'alayni, loses its noon because of idafa to the kaf. And on the last page, first line, page 76, last page, inna, the end of the first line, inna aynayya tanamani, aynayya is originally aynayni, it loses its noon because of idafa to ya al-mutakallam. And finally, next to the last line, mudarrisu al-Qur'an, yani mudarrisu is originally mudarrisuna, it loses its noon because of al-idafa. Now, so that is exercise number 3, istakhraj min ad-dars, yani the duals and the sound masculine plurals that lost their noon because of idafa. Exercise number 4 says, ta'ammal al-amthila al-atiyata lil-muthanna wa jam al-mudhakkar as-salimi al-mahdhufati noonuhuma lil-idafa. Yani reflect upon, examine carefully, look at and study the following examples. Ta'ammal, yani look at, study carefully, al-amthila, al-atiyata, yani the following examples, lil-muthanna, for the duals, wa jam'i al-mudhakkari as-salimi, and also the sound masculine plurals, al-mahdhufati, which have had deleted or omitted from them their noon, noonuhuma, their noon has been deleted, للإضافة. Okay, so they gave us several examples here, 12 sentences in which they contain a dual or a sound masculine plural whose noon has been يعني محذوف يعني omitted or deleted because it is in إضافة, because it's a مضاف. Okay, so we're going to look at these sentences. Mainly what we're trying to do is identify the dual words, identify the sound masculine plural words whose noon has been omitted because of إضافة, but we're also going to be translating and paying attention to some other things that we might see here of importance that we have to remember and retain. Okay, first sentence, this is exercise number 4. We're in lesson 9, book 3, lesson 9, page 77, exercise number 4. Okay, Allahu musta'an. Yeah, I'm not really looking at this screen. Okay, before we do exercise number 4, let me just try to look and see if I can see these questions. Came a long time ago. Assalamu alaikum, says, what does wa rahu at the end of the hadith? At the end of the hadith, rawahu, yani naam. At the end of the hadith, rawahu, wa rahu, that's one word. Wa rahu. It means narrated by, yani collected by. Yani this is the expression that's used. Yani sometimes they say kharajahu wa akhrajahu, means the same thing, that this is the scholar of hadith who collected this hadith. Rawahu. I think it's written here wa rahu, but it should be rawahu. Rawahu. What is meant by rawahu at the end of the hadith means narrated by or collected by the scholar of hadith who collected. Is this an example of losing the noon muthanna? No, this is not a noun. Rawahu is a verb. Rawahu is a verb, means to collect or to narrate, the one who collected the hadith. So it's not an example of losing the noon of the muthanna, because it's not a muthanna, it's not a noun, it's actually a fi'l, a verb. Second question came a little while after that. Also in the conversation, Masood answers that his two brothers are sick with something. And he says, kilahuma. And in the answer, we said, kiltayhima. I don't understand why we are in the hiwar, kilayhima was used in our answer, kiltayhima. Okay, I don't remember exactly where was that at. Let's see, in the conversation, Masood answers his two brothers are sick. Okay, in the conversation, Masood, I remember Masood saying, kilahuma marid. Okay, kilahuma is fine. Okay, in the conversation, in the dialogue, kilahuma marid. Kilahuma is referring to his two brothers. So, kila is the masculine form, and kilta is the feminine form. So, this is fine. Kilahuma marid. That's fine. Let's now look at, and then they are sick, and he says, kilahuma. And in the answer, we said, kiltayhima. Okay, in the answer, I assume it means, in the answer, in the dialogue, Masood says, inna kilayhima musabun bi ishal shadid. Yani when the teacher asks, what is wrong with them? He said, inna kilayhima. Okay, so I'm assuming that what this question is in reference to is the use of kilahuma and kilayhima. Maybe. I'm not even really clear on the question, but in any case, if the question is about kilahuma and then kilayhima, kilahuma is because yani the word both of them are sick yani is here in the as the mubtada, and as the mubtada we say kila, but in the next two lines down, inna kilayhima, it's the ism of inna. So ism inna is mansub, and the word kila, when it is mansub, it changes from kila to kilay if the mudaf ilayhi is a pronoun. If the mudaf ilayhi is a clear noun, it remains as kila, but if the mudaf ilayhi is a pronoun, then it changes from kila to kilay, like any other dual word. Yani, you say, yani, waladan and waladaini. So it changes here. Now, I don't know, maybe this question could also be in reference to the answer that we gave in the tamarin. The question that was related to that was, lima la yahduru akhwa Masood? And we said لا يحضر أخوا مسعود, يعني the two brothers of مسعود didn't attend, لأن كليهما مريض. لأن كليهما, يعني again the reason why I changed from كلاهما to كليهما is because يعني in this position the word is the اسم إن لأن. Okay, اسم إن or اسم, here in this case اسم أن, يعني أن is from أخوات إن. So as the ism anna, it became mansoob. So the word kila, if it's mudaf ilayh is a pronoun, it changes from kila to kilay. From kila to kilay. Alright, so it shouldn't be kiltay. No, it should be kila or kilay. Because this is the masculine form that's used in reference to the two brothers. Kila, if it's marfoon, kilay. If it's mansoob and it's mudaf ilayhi is a pronoun. If the mudaf ilayhi is a clear noun, then it doesn't change from kila, even if it's mansoob or majroor. Okay, in our answer to the first exercise, we said on page 76, you can repeat the answer. First exercise, page 76. Can you repeat the answer to question 2? Okay, yeah, question 2. Naam. لِمَا لَا يَحْضُرُ أَخَوَى مَسْعُود. Why didn't the two brothers of Mas'ud attend? لَا يَحْضُرُ أَخَوَى مَسْعُود لِأَنَّ كِلَيْهِمَا مَرِيدٌ. Because both of them are sick. Jazakallah khair. Okay, wa iyyakum. Alright, mashallah. I'm sorry, I'm very, very sorry that I don't really pay attention to the screen when I'm doing the class, and that is, yani, when we're in the masjid and we're doing a class, alhamdulillah, we take the questions directly. But this questions on the screen, I'm not used to it, and I don't normally look at the screen, so I have to apologize for that. And then, of course, when the question comes a long time after we pass that area and I didn't see it in time, then it becomes more difficult for me to actually find out, yani, where the question is coming from and yani, the answer for it. So I'm very, very sorry about that. I hope, inshallah, that the question, yani, that the issue is clear now. Okay, we still have some time remaining. Let's see if we can finish a few more of these exercises. Let me look at the time for the Salat. For me, the time for the Salat is going to be 4:37. Okay, so we still have some time, alhamdulillah. 15 minutes or so. Alright, so we had completed exercise number 3, exercise number 4. Okay, we had exercise number 4. And exercise number 4, yani, are 12 sentences with examples of duals and sound masculine plurals where the noon has been deleted because of idhafa. Let's just read them, translate them, and identify what happened with the noon because of idhafa from a dual or sound masculine plural. Number 1. Page 77, exercise number 4. Number 1, اغسل يديك ورجليك. Wash your two hands and your two feet. يعني يديك is originally يدين. يعني because it's the مفعول به from اغسل, so it became يدان, became يدين. The noon is deleted because of إضافة. Same thing with رجليك is originally, يعني the plural of رجل is رجلاني, but because it's يعني منصوب, it became رجليني. The noon is deleted because of إضافة. Number 2. ابن علي في الجامعة وبنته في المدرسة. The two sons of Ali are in the university, and his two daughters are in, يعني, regular school, not university. ابن علي, يعني, it's originally ابناني, loses its noon because of إضافة to Ali, and بنته is originally bintani, it loses its noon because of idafa to the pronoun hu. Number 3. Bab al masjidi maftuhan. Bab al masjidi maftuhan. The two doors of the masjid are open. Here, yani bab is originally babani, the dual of bab. Babani, it loses its noon because of idafa to al masjid. Number 4. قرأت في هذه المجلة مقالا عن مسلمي الهندي. I read in this magazine an article about the Muslims of Hind. Here the word that we're looking at is Muslimi al-Hindi. Yani originally, the sound masculine plural, Muslimuna, because it is the object of the preposition an, it became Muslimina, majroor, Muslimina, because of idafa, it loses its noon, it became Muslimi al-Hindi. Number 5, Uridu an abi'a darrajatayya hataini. I want to sell these two bikes of mine. Darrajatayya hataini. Yani hataini, these two darrajatayya bikes of mine. Here the word that we want to look at is darrajatayya. Yani it's the object of the verb abi'u, so it's maf'ulun bi mansub. Darraja is the singular. Darrajatan is the dual if it's marfoon. Darrajatain is the dual if it is mansub, as it is here because it's the maf'ulun bi. Darrajataini loses its noon because of idafa to ya al mutakallam. So darrajataini becomes darrajatay followed by ya al mutakallam. So it became darraja tayya. Ya al-mutakallam takes fatha when it's preceded by ya with sukun or an alif. Number 6. Ma ara ahadan min mudarrisi at-tafsiri. I don't see even one of the teachers of tafsir, the tafsir teachers. I don't even see one of them. Ma ara ahadan, not one, min mudarrisi at-tafsir. Yani mudarrisi is the object of the preposition min. Its original word, yani mudarris, its sound masculine plural, mudarrisuna, when it's majroor, here because of min, becomes mudarrisina, and it loses its noon because of idafa to tafsir. Number 7. Yadrusu fi hadhihi al-madrasati mi'ata talibin. Yani, fi hadhihi al-madrasa, in this school, yadrusu, are studying, mi'ata talibin, 200 students. Here, mi'ata is the fa'il of yadrusu. It's the fa'il, so it's marfu'un. Yani, mi'a is the singular. Mi'atani is the dual when it's marfu'un. Here it's marfu'un as the fa'il. Therefore, it's mi'atani, loses its noon because of idafa to talib. Number 8. Ishtaraytu hadhihi al-arikata bi mi'atay riyalin. I purchased this couch for 200 riyals. Here, mi'atay is the object of the preposition bi. So, mi'a, its dual is mi'atani, if it's marfoon, but here it's majroor, became mi'atayni, loses its noon because of idafa to riyal, mi'atay riyalin. Number 9. Sahabtu اليوم ألفي ريال من المصرف. سحبت يعني I took out, I withdrew today 2,000 riyals from the bank. So here ألفي is the object of the verb سحبت. سحبت ألفي is مفعول به منصوب. The original word alf, the singular, its plural is alfani, if it's marfu'un. Here it's mansub, so it became alfaini. Because of idafa to riyal, it became, yani it lost its noon, alfay riyalin. Number 10, ghammada al-maridu aynayhi. Then the sick person closed, ghammada, closed his two eyes. Again, Aynay here, aynayhi in this sentence, aynay is the mafulun bi. It's the object of the verb ghammada. What did he close? Aynayhi. Mafulun bi is mansub. So the singular is ayn, the dual is aynani if it's marfoon, but here it's mansub. Aynayni. Aynayni loses its noon because of idafa. It became aynay plus the pronoun who, yani becomes he because it's preceded by يعني يا وتسكون. Number 11. أين أبواك يا أنس. Where are your two parents? Where are your parents? أين أبواك يا أنس. Oh Anas. Here, يعني أبواك, it's originally, يعني the singular is أب, the dual is أبواني, If it's marfoon, abawani. If it's mansub, here's marfoon, so it's abawani. Loses its noon because of idafa to kaf, became abawaka. Number 12, qala ta'ala fi suratul masad. بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب يعني perish the hands, the two hands of Abu Lahab وتب and may he also perish. So here we have يدا أبي يعني in إضافة يدا is the singular is يد. The dual is yadani, if it's marfoon, yadaini, if it's mansub or majroor. Here it is, yani, the fa'il. So it's marfoon, so its original form is yadani, loses its noon because of idafa to abi. Okay, this is the end of exercise number 4. Turn to page 78, exercise number 5. Look at our time, we're very, very close to the end of the time. Exercise number 5, we can probably at least do this exercise, is dealing with writing out the numbers, and we're going to be seeing dual numbers, okay, so we want to know how to write them out, yani is it miata or miate, and when you lose the noon, and so on. It says, اقرأ ما يلي, read what follows, ثم اكتبه, then write it, ما كتابة الأرقام, yani writing the numerals al-warida that are mentioned fihi bil-huruf. Yani writing the numerals as words. Number 1. جَاءَ مِنَ الصِّينِ هَذَا الْعَامَ مِئَةَ حَاجٍ. Yani they came from China this year 200 pilgrims. Here, yani مِئَةَ is the fa'il of جَاءَ. So as the fa'il, it's marfu'un. So we say the original form is mi'atani because it's marfu'un, loses its noon because of idafa, so it became mi'ata hajin. Number 2, uridu mi'atay nuskhatin min hadhal kitabi. I want 200 copies from this book, or 200 copies of this book. Yani the word 200 here is the object of the verb uridu, mafulun bi mansub, yani if it's marfoon, it's mi'atani, but here it's mansub, mi'ataini, it loses its noon because of idafa to nuskhatin. Number 3, ishtaraytu hadhihi as-sa'ata bi mi'atay riyalin. I purchased this watch for 200 riyals. In this sentence, the number 200 is the object of the preposition B, so it's majroor. And the dual of mia is miatani when it's marfoon, but here it's mansub, miataini, loses its noon because of idafa to rial. Number 4. In my book, and some of the books I noticed in previously teaching this class, that some people don't have the word kana. I don't know if anybody is reading from our same book, the PDF that I sent out. It has kana adadu at-tullabi al-hunud bil-jamiyati miatain. The reason why it's miatain is because it's the khabar of kana. Kana adadu tullab. Yani adadu is the ism kana, and mi'ataini is khabaru kana. Khabaru kana is mansub, so we say kana adadu tulab al-hunud bil-jamia mi'ataini. The number of Indian students at the university are 200. If we didn't have kana, and some of the books that didn't have kana, so then the sentence would read adadu at-tulabi al-hunudi bil-jamia yani mi'ataini. In that case, if there's no kana, then adadu tulab, adad is the mubtada, and mi'atan is the khabar. So in that case, instead of mi'atani, it would be mi'atani, marfu'un. And depending on which book you're reading from, if you're reading from our PDF, then it's okay. Yani it's khabar ukana mansub mi'atani. Number 5, alfa junayhin dafa'ata am alfaini. Yani was it 1,000 junay that you paid, or 2,000? So here, alfa is the object of the verb dafa'ata. Dafa'ata alfa junayhin. Yani you spent 1,000 riyals, or you paid 1,000 riyals. Am alfaini, or did you pay 2,000 riyals. Yani the object of the preposition is mansub, so it's alfaini. Mansub. Naam. Number 6, wulida, and in some books it has Aisha. In my book it has wulida, Isa alayhi salam, qabla, nahwi, alfay sanatin. Yani that Isa alayhi salam was born, wulida was born before nearly 2,000 years. Nahwi alfayn, yani originally it's nahwi, yani that it should be majroor, alfayni, but because of idaf it loses the noon. Nahwi alfay sanatin. And even if it has Aisha, then it won't change any this particular word here in this case. Number 7, and we're going to get ready to stop here. Number 7 says, عندي ألف ريال وعندك ألفاني, يعني meaning ألفاني ريال, وهذا المبلغ يكفينا. يعني I have 1,000 riyals, or with me is 1,000 riyals, and with you is 2,000 riyals, and this amount together, 1,000 and 2,000, is sufficient for us. So here the word, يعني ألف ريال, is clear. The word that we're looking at is the dual, alfani, وعندك alfani, and you have 2,000, yani meaning it's marfu'un, so it's alfani. If it was mansub or majrur, alfani. There's no idafa here, so there's no loss of anything in terms of the noon. Number 8, and we're going to stop with this one, yadrusu bil jamiyati alfa talibin min duwali asia, yani studying in the university of 2,000 students from the Asian yani states or countries. Yadrusu bil jamia. Yani alfa is the fa'il of yadrusu, so it's marfu'un. So alf is the singular, alfani is the dual here. Yani that's if it's marfu'un, alfani if it's mansub or majrur, but here it is marfu'un because it's the fa'il. It's the subject due of the action of yadrusu, so it's marfu'un alfani, loses its noon because of idafa to talibin. So it became Alfa Talibin Manduli Asya. We're going to stop with this. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I ask Allah for me and for you that He grant us success in doing whatever we do sincerely with ikhlas for His sake alone, and we do it in accordance with the authentic sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that Allah recognize, reward, and record our good deeds fully and multiply those rewards, and that He pardon and forgive and overlook our mistakes, errors, and sins due to His yani vast mercy, and that He keep us firm ala sirat al-mustaqim, upon the straight path, until we return to Him in a condition of being pleasing to Him and pleased with Him. So yani here we're going to stop, and for homework inshallah, and we can review exercise number 6 and number 7 that we already had for homework, and go on to do the remaining exercises. I don't know if we'll be able to finish what remains. We'll be able to finish what remains, inshallah. We already did for homework last week, 6 and 7. So we're going to do for homework. You can review them and just do from 8 until the end of these exercises on page 83, exercise number 17. Exercise number 14, 15, and 16 are just any words that you have to fill in, past tense, present tense, plurals, singulars, and explanation of the fi'l amr from ata, ya'ati, which we've discussed already more than once. Alright, so let's see if we can finish this lesson during the week that is ahead of us, and next week, inshallah, try to complete the review of the exercise. And I hope that with the coming of Ramadan, inshallah, that everybody has been preparing themselves for Ramadan with proper preparations, and that of course doesn't mean any buying a lot of food, but it means any trying to get nearer and nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.